to week number 239 of the Two Guys in the Fridays podcast. My name is Steven. That over there is Travis.
Hey there, Steve.
What's up? We both had pretty big weeks, I feel like.
Yeah, we both had little weekend jaunts.
You did what, like the eclipse tour kind of thing?
Went up to Ohio for the eclipse.
Did you have a good spot?
Pretty cool. Yeah, had a great spot. Yeah. Great spot. Great view. It wasn't too crowded where we were. It was perfect.
Perfect.
So, how about you?
Was it in Philly? WrestleMania? Nice. Went to way too many wrestling shows like I always do, but it was a good time.
The Rock is back.
Rock is back.
Undertaker came back.
Cena came back. Anyone else? Probably someone else.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm tired.
That's a big main event.
Big main event. We got a big main event for you here today too, as we're watching an episode of Sister Sister.
That's right. What? Philadelphia Sister Sister is back.
Is that show in Philadelphia? It is, isn't it?
No.
Boy Meets World is.
Boy Meets World is. Detroit. Sister Sister. That's right. Detroit.
So we got that coming up. Thank you first to Kirill for the theme song this week.
Thanks, Kirill, for the theme song this week.
TGIFcast@gmail.com if you want to send in your own version of the theme song, at TGIFcast on all social media if you want to just find out what we're doing, what's coming up. And I suggest you doing that.
Yeah, do that.
I don't know why. We don't have like a big announcement coming next week or anything.
No, but the summer is coming up soon, and we're going to put some effort in to try to get some. We haven't had somebody on the show in a while. We kind of lost some steam with that with the actor strike last summer.
Yeah, we really need COVID to happen again is what we need. If COVID happened again, it would be perfect.
Yeah, but also we have more time in the summer to be able to do that because we don't have as much to watch. And so I think last summer we got kind of sidetracked by the actor strike.
I heard the bird flu is coming back. Maybe that'll keep people inside.
Yeah, I heard. Maybe. We'll figure it out. We'll find some people.
All right. Fingers crossed for the bird flu, which will get us some more people. It'd be awesome. Let's get in these episodes. When did this actually air?
Yeah, so this episode would have aired April 15th, 1994, Friday night.
We like to see what was going on in the world 30 years ago that week. I got a couple stories for you.
Three, actually. Before you get into, well, actually, I'm going to wait. There's a potential chance that the story that I want to, that you, I think you, no, you definitely missed it last week. This makes me not trust your list because.
Oh, no.
One of what I consider to be one of the biggest news stories of my childhood, our childhood, happened last week, 30 years ago.
And wow.
It was not mentioned in your rundown.
Tell me now. I want to know now.
The death of Kurt Cobain. Oh. That's like, to me, now, and maybe I'm just, maybe.
No, that's a big story, maybe, and I don't think it's on here. What was the date that it happened?
So he died, he killed himself April 5th of 1994. His body was discovered April 8th, both of which happened in last week's time window. Like, this is, to me, one of the very first news events that, like, I remember where I was when I heard that this had happened kind of situation.
No, I have no idea where I was.
I was surprised that this was not on the list.
Not on here. Not on my news yearly, daily thing at all. Wow.
So, well, yep. So that was last week. April, like I said, April 5th is the what they're calling the death date, and then the discovery date was April 8th, both last week. So.
Where were you watching MTV News, like the news break when it came
I was
up?
Listening to the radio. I was in my room cleaning my room, and it came on, I assume, 96.
Travis, clean your room.
I mean, I had to cleanse, you know, I was doing stuff in my room. 96X, it was nice. I'm sure it was 96X, maybe Z104. One of those two classic Virginia Beach radio stations. And definitely remember doing that, being there.
I've probably missed so many news stories over the past 5 years, whatever we've been doing this show, but.
Oh, yeah. I am sure.
It's a big one.
But we work with what we got, right?
I thought you were going to tell me that Japanese Prime Minister Morihiro Hosokawa resigned on April 8th, which I missed last week.
No, that I also remember where I was. Yeah. No, I don't.
All right. I have three stories. None of them are as big as Kurt Cobain, but, April the 9th, there was a big benefit concert called the Rock for the Rainforest Benefit. It was held at Carnegie Hall, New York City. A big list of performers though. I just want to start from the bottom. I'm going to start. Aaron Neville.
What was it called?
Luciano Pavarotti, Whitney Houston, James Taylor, Elton John, and Sting were all performers.
What was this called again? I'm sorry. What was the name of the event?
Rock for the Rainforest.
Rock for the Rainforest. Okay. Yeah,
April 9th, 1994. I got two other stories on April the 14th. Neither of them that big, but Jackie O operated on for a bleeding ulcer.
Okay.
I'm sure people cared back then. They were worried for Jackie O. I don't... How did... She died, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How did she die? It wasn't from this ulcer or anything, was it?
No, it was old age or whatever.
Complications from surgery, no. That's it. Also, April the 14th, Ted Turner. You know that guy, right?
Yeah, WCW.
He had a big ceremony in New York City's Times Square to announce he was going to unveil a brand new TV channel.
Which was okay.
Turner CNN. Classic Movies.
Oh, TCM.
That's not around anymore.
I think it is.
Is it?
I mean, I don't watch TV anymore, but I'm pretty sure TCM is still around.
Let me tell you something. You're missing out on this TV thing. You should jump on it.
Well, I stream a lot of stuff.
That's all I got. What do you got for movies, music, number one?
I do want to say also in 1994, on April 11th, Oasis released their first single. See, now I can look up like stuff from music.
What song was it?
Wonderwall? I moved away. I think it's Supersonic.
They went with that.
Supersonic.
All right.
13th biggest selling single ever in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah, they're big, man. Just not here. So anyways, I'll get back in my lane and stop trying to spread the news of the musics. All right.
Number one.
Movie. Back in its third week of release, D2, The Mighty Ducks, our number one movie. I always like when that happens.
That's what popped fun. In last week again for like 1 week?
Major League 2.
It's a big time for sports movies.
It is. All right. New song.
It really was, though, if you think about it. Like 90s sports
the
movies?
90s.
Yeah.
I saw somebody post yesterday that the Mount Rushmore baseball movies all came out in the 80s. And while I disagree with the four that they have, they are right that those four did come out like late 80s.
Yeah, where's Rookie of the Year?
Well, that's what I was saying. So
where's League of Their Own?
A League of Their Own. Well, 90s. So that's 90s. Rookie of the Year of the 90s. Also, what's the other big one that
Angels in the Outfield?
Well, yeah.
Air Bud baseball movie?
That doesn't count. That doesn't get stopped. Just stop. But anyways, there was I had some concerns, but they did pick three out of the four were really good baseball movies.
Sandlot?
Look, man, I don't disagree with you.
This list sucks. I don't even know what was on it, but... Wait, what about Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams is the 80s.
That's
that was 80s? On the list. That was on the list. Yeah. Hold on. I'll tell you what their list of the Mount Rushmore of baseball movies is, as they claim it. And there were four of them. I gotta find
Bull
it now.
Durham.
Let's see.
Is that a baseball movie? I don't even know if it is.
Bull Durham is, but that was on the list because it's the 80s. Man, I'm not.
Wait, was the list just for the 80s?
No. This person was saying that the Mount Rushmore, in their opinion, the top four baseball movies ever happened to also be in
all from the 80s.
Yes. of course, I'm not going to be able to find
Bad News Bears.
That is from the 80s, but I don't think
also not on the list?
No. I don't even know if the first Bad News Bears was in the 80s. It might have been early or late 70s. It's an older movie.
Moneyball.
I'm not going to be able to find this right now.
Oh, man. I disagree with this list. I don't even know what's on it. All right.
Moneyball's the 2000s?
The
aughts? I don't know, man. I'm not going to be able to find this right
that's
now.
That's fine. That's
Some posts on Facebook.
Music? We did get there yet?
No, music. New song. The song has, I don't know, aged questionably.
Oh.
But good old Bump and Grind by R. Kelly.
All right. I mean, the song aged fine. The artist, maybe not.
Well, but when you take the artist in context of the
like
lyrics
who he's
of the
bumping
song,
and grinding, maybe?
Yeah, it gets a little like dicey. Right. Like it's hard to I don't know. Like I don't know much. Okay, here we go. The 80s gave us Mount Rushmore of Major League Baseball cinema. So Major League Baseball, he does say Major League
okay,
Baseball.
Okay.
So we gotta take out, you know, your Sandlots, your
all the good ones.
Well, no, because you have Angels in the Outfield. That was Major League. So he's got
That's
Major
probably
League.
The worst out of all the ones I named, though.
He's got Major League, The Natural, Field of Dreams. I've never even heard of Eight Men Out. But so Major League Natural, Field of Dreams, definitely three classics. Eight Men Out, I don't know. But then you go into the 90s, and like you said, you've got, you know,
League of Their Own.
League of Their Own, Angels in the Outfield. You've got the
Sandlot,
Babe.
Rookie of the Year.
Well, Sandlot, not, again, not.
Oh, we're talking about MLB. Major League again? Oh.
Yeah, but Rookie of the Year for sure. And then you go older and you, like, to me, Pride of the Yankees is like an absolute classic, but.
What's it called?
That's Pride of the Yankees, but that's like 60s.
That's the only one I've never heard of that you've mentioned.
Well, it's not your kind of movie. It's more of a slower story driven movie and less of a fun, like, you know, it's black and white. You don't watch black and white movies.
Watched a couple, but they were like new movies that were black and white.
The Lighthouse.
Didn't watch that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Should we talk all about right. TGIF in the show?
Oh, or? You know what? I didn't look to see if there's any birthdays. Let me see if there's any birthdays. We should talk about TGIF.
We should make one up. Happy birthday, puppeteer for
Legacy. Robbie. Legacy birthday this week. We would have been ashamed to miss April 8th. Stuart Pankin, friend of the show, whose name we couldn't remember a few episodes
it's
ago.
All right. We Stuart haven't Pankin. Watched Dinosaurs in a while.
It's true. All right. Let's talk Sister Sister.
Cheater, cheater. It's the name of the episode, season one, episode four.
Oh, man, they should have done that with every episode.
Oh, just two words?
Had, like, two words as the episode title.
What would last week have been? Slumber, slumber.
Yeah, party, party.
Or boys, boys. Or
party, party.
All right. T and Samara, what do you know? They're in the show, and they're eating some lunch, some sandwiches or something. Lisa comes in, and she's got a little cat in her hand. She found a cat. The girls want to keep it. She's like, okay, we can keep it. And everyone's excited for it. And they're excited for it before talking to Ray about it. That's the important part. No one has brought this up to Ray, and they've already made the decision that they're keeping this cat.
Correct.
Ray comes in. He tries to say no. They're like, we'll name it Lil Ray. And everyone's like, please. And he agrees. They guilt him into it.
Lil Ray is here to stay.
Is he for a while?
I don't know.
I have a feeling this is like a one-episode cat.
Probably.
Theme song, come back. We're in T and Tamara's room. They're talking about school and studying habits. T is the smarter one, and Tamara's kind of like the not-as-smart one, right?
I would say more studious. Tia studies, hits the books, whereas Tamara more kind of just takes it as it comes.
Yeah. So they're talking about just like the way, real quick, a scene here, like how they study and how each person is, kind of thing. So from here, we go to school. We're in the hallway. Their friends are there. Everyone's worried about this big history test because they find out it's going to be, I think they said like 40% of their final grade or something like that.
Something ridiculous, yeah.
So they're all worried about it. One of the teachers comes up and says that.
I think it's the principal.
Is the principal that they received Tia's grades from her old school. They hand her over this packet. And I was a little confused at first because I thought they were like handing her the wrong stuff because she seemed confused about it. But no, she has like made honor roll. She's got like a bumper sticker. But then there's like someone else's retainer in there as well, which is why I thought it was someone else's packet. I don't know what's going on, but
I think she was more embarrassed. I think for her it was just kind of embarrassing. Haha,
I'm smart. Don't make fun of me for being smart.
I mean, but you know that that's like a trope, especially back in the 90s.
I guess. So yeah, she made honor roll, and everyone else, they seem like different reactions. Like, I thought surprised a little bit. I thought impressed a little bit. I didn't think they were like looking down on her at all, though, for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's how the show handles it. Like, I think that her thought as a teenager is, oh, I don't want to be singled out as being the smart kid because then they'll think I'm a nerd. But they show that her friends are supportive, cool about it, don't care, whatever. And it's like, yeah, whatever, you're smart, great, that's awesome.
So after this scene, we go back to the house. Ray is yelling at Little Ray for scratching up his chair. He's got claw marks all over the thing. And Lisa tries to defend the cat. And
Roger's also there. He wants Tia to tutor him.
Oh, what is Roger doing there? That's it. Just
trying to get Tia to tutor him. Hitting on the ladies.
Yeah. So I guess does he walk in with them? Because I know they get home this point.
He comes. That happens first, and then we get Ray yelling at Little Ray and Lisa coming in. Yep.
Tia shows her mom the like honor roll packet. She's all proud, of course. And we do kind of confirm here that Tamara does not get as good of grades as Tia does. And Tamara seems a little embarrassed at this point for not being as smart as her sister.
Right. And Ray kind of like really dogs on Tamara for not being as smart as Tia. It's kind of.
Yeah. Awkward. I mean, at first he's trying to make it seem like she's got like other things that make her, I don't know, important. I don't know if that's the right word or not, but, then
my note of the scene was Ray talks crap about Tamara being dumb. That's what it felt like.
So Lisa and Tia.
Well, he connects with Tia. He has like a moment with Tia where
that's right. Like Ray and Lisa start talking about history. He's like, "I'm really proud of
you."
Right?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, like get real in depth on European history, and then you
like, "Oh, what's your favorite? You know? If you could go back in time to any point in history, where would it go? Oh, I'd go the Renaissance or something like that."
Yeah,
and then they talk about Tamara
being all sad.
Yeah, and then she's just sitting back, feeling left out, feeling embarrassed, kind of out of the whole conversation.
So. Well, also her dad is connecting more with the other twin than with her.
Sure.
So that doesn't help.
Quick scene after this. It's later at night. Lisa is complimenting little Ray for looking like a perfect little cat. And Ray's standing in the room as well. And Ray is thinking she's talking about him and not the cat because they're both named Ray. Then they talk a little bit about the girls and their school and everything. Tamara comes downstairs and is like overhearing the conversation. She's like on the stairway and her dad says that, well, Tamara just doesn't work as hard, but, I really would be proud of her if she made the honor roll. I would tell the whole world if she ever made the honor roll. And then Tamara runs upstairs.
Yeah. She doesn't like what she heard.
Which I didn't think was that bad that he said.
I didn't either.
Because, I mean, like, okay, if you do something good, your dad's going to be proud. Why are you upset about that? I don't know.
Storyline, man. Storyline.
We go up to the bedroom. Tamara tells Tia that, I got to study. I got to get an A on this test. I got to make my dad proud. And Tia offers...
Give me those speed pills.
Tia offers to help, but Tamara's like, no, I don't need it. So Tia goes to bed. She's like, I always think it's a good idea to have a good night's sleep before a big test. So she goes to bed while Tamara studies all night long. They show her just like really throughout the hours of the night, just studying.
Yep.
So it's the next morning now. The girls,
not the girls. We're at school.
The alarm goes off first. No, it's the next morning. The girl's alarm goes off. Tia wakes up, but Tamara is still like passed out in bed. So she's not even getting up from her alarm because she was up all night studying.
Right.
Then we go to the school. Tamara obviously is stressed out about this whole testing, and she pulls Tia into the janitor's closet where she tells Tia, I can't do this. I can't pass this test. I need you to take the test for me. And
big ask.
Yeah, Tia's like, I don't want to do that. I could get in trouble. It's not a good idea.
We could both get in trouble.
Tamara begs, and then eventually Tia agrees to do it.
I will say, it did not take a lot to ask. I mean, she goes in with like a hard no and then and turns around pretty quick.
Yeah, so they switch clothes in the janitor's closet, and Tia heads off to Tamara's class. And when she gets in there, she doesn't know where she is, where she's going. She tries to sit in the wrong desk, who she's corrected by one of the students. She agrees to go out on a date with some boy that asks her out because she thinks it's her sister. And she's like, oh, yeah, we'll go out. And he's like, all right, wear something sexy on Friday.
wear something sexy.
Oh, who was
that
it?
That boy look familiar to you at all?
He kind of did. I wasn't thinking about
it. He is little old Tony from Baby Talk. Living across the street, across the
wait,
hallway.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not like he wasn't a baby. He was like the neighbor kid. That's right.
He was the neighbor kid, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember him now. So, yeah, they switch clothes. She goes up to class, talks to some boy, and then the test starts. And they show a bunch of clips of just her taking the test. She's trying to like do some of her sister's mannerisms during the whole thing.
Nervous, blah, blah, yeah.
Yeah, and then teacher says time's up. Everyone passes in their paper. The bell rings, and Tia quickly goes outside where she runs into Sarah. That's her name, right?
Yeah,
Murphy. Sarah immediately knows that it is Tamara and not Tia, and says, Tamara, what are you doing in your sister's class? And while she says this, the teacher is standing right behind Tia, and Tia is in trouble. They're both caught.
Brittany Murphy. Well, and something too here is they established earlier in the episode that Sarah can tell the twins apart. And that's, and so this is, that was all leading up to this moment where she accidentally rats them out.
Yeah. So they're in trouble, which we see in the next scene is both of them leaving the principal's office. So I don't know what happened in this principal's office. The principal's just like, hey, you guys shouldn't have done that. Go back to class.
Yeah. You're new here.
So the whole school knows at this point, too. Roger says he found out because, like, three other boys were passing around the news and the gossip, and everyone in the school knows. Sarah tells them, oh, you know what? When I get in trouble, what normally happens is the principal will definitely call your parents, probably right around 4 p.m. So if you don't want to get in trouble, you got to get home and answer that phone call.
Right, exactly.
And they're like, all right, that's what we got to do. We got to get home. We got to intercept that call. So,
oh, I did want to mention, I know we're a little bit past this, but I did want to mention, because it came to mind, do you remember the music they were playing over this whole scene when, like, the girls are leaving the principal's office and they go and they meet up with their friends? There's just, like, really,
no.
They play this really weird, it was almost like horror movie type, like, dramatic tension style music. It was weird. It was a weird selection. Like, it
felt out of place, kind of?
Yeah, anyway, definitely caught me off guard. Okay. Definitely caught me off guard. Anyways.
So they're at home now. They're waiting for this phone call to come from the principal. And what do you know? Right around 4 o'clock, it rings. It's the principal. And they pretend to be Lisa on the phone. Is it Tia or Tamara? Yeah.
Tia that pretends to be Lisa. She does a pretty good job. It is her because she's like, oh, I know my mom. I can do this. And she does a pretty good job, I think.
Yeah, she has like a, 30-second conversation with the principal. We don't hear what the principal says, but it seems like it worked. She hangs up the phone.
She's got like that Jack A. twang in her voice. She's doing a pretty good job.
I think it worked. Hangs up the phone. Lisa comes in the door, and Tia immediately...
Tamara.
Tia?
Tia. Okay, so Tamara was on the phone... And then Tia's
No.
Because Tamara's the good one. Tia's the
Tamara is Ray's, right?
Yeah.
So that Tia's would make sense if Tia was on the phone because she knows her mom better.
I thought Tia was Ray's.
Let's look back at my notes. Lisa, you, Tia, Ray, Tamara.
Okay, so Tamara's... Okay, so Tia... Yeah, so Tia's the one that immediately says what happened. And Tamara was the one that was on the phone.
So.
See, here's what happened. Here's my, where on my notes, I accidentally wrote Tia Mara, pretends to be Lisa.
You just get it right if you write Tia Mara.
That's what I wrote for some reason. Yeah, Tia Mara.
You're right. So we skip ahead a little bit. The parents have them both sat down on the couch. They're mad, obviously, about what happened. Yeah. Ray seems a little more mad than Lisa does at this point, but they're both mad.
Well, that's his personality, right? He's more strict by the book, you know, you did wrong. She's, you know, Lisa's a little bit more like, well, let's talk about it.
The girls try to apologize. It's not working. And eventually Tamara runs upstairs because she thinks that her dad thinks that she's dumb.
Yep. And she says that. She's like, you think I'm the dumb one. And that's why I did this. And then she runs upstairs, like you said.
So Ray goes off to follow her, and then Lisa continues the conversation with Tia and says that pretty much that she understands, she knows that her intentions were in the right place, even though what she did wasn't right.
Right.
So now we go up to Ray talking to Tamara. He's mad still. He's yelling a little bit. And she says the only reason she did it is because she got the idea from him. All she wanted to do was... to make the honor roll so it would make him proud, so he would yell to the entire world that his daughter made the honor roll and that he was proud of her.
That's it.
So he's like, oh man, I'm in a stuck place. He's like, so he starts like listing off all these things. He's like, you might not make the honor roll, but you are awesome for all of these things. Like, and just starts listing. You're creative. You did a great job as a B in third grade. And like tells her that she can do whatever she wants. She's proved it. All she has to do is try.
And she, I mean, it's a good pump-up speech.
Yeah, and she apologizes, but she's still grounded for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's not too bad.
She agrees. All right, that's probably fair.
Yeah.
So Tamara then goes to talk to Tia. They're both grounded. Tamara, I think Tia only got 1 week though, which is probably, I don't know if that's fair or not, but
she did. I mean, I don't, you know, but you got two parents, both separately punishing two kids.
Tamara apologizes to Tia, and they realize that there's only two things they can do at this point. They can sit there and sulk, or they can go upstairs and study. And they agree to sit there and sulk. And then Roger comes over, and they immediately change their mind. All right, let's go study. And then Roger ends the episode with our diss of the week.
You better go study, you cheaters!
All right, so that's the end of the main episode. But we do get a credit scene here, which is almost like a whole nother scene of the show, because it's a long credit scene with some substance. It's them talking to the camera once again, and they're both talking about, yeah, we both did better on our tests. Like, I got an A and she got a B. Or no, like, she's like, I got a B and she got an A, but my B is better than her A because I improved more than she did, so now I'm the smart one.
Right, right. That makes sense. That totally makes sense.
And now everyone's happy. And then they go downstairs to Ray, who has discovered that Lisa has reupholstered his pillows, his chair, to some, like, crazy pattern, and he's not happy about it. Yells for Lisa at this point.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different than what he had, but Lisa's
And fairness, it does also not match the rest of the
furniture. No, not at all.
Furniture at this point.
Lisa tells him it's better this way, and Ray hates it, and he wants the cat gone. And she's like, she kind of guilt trips him again to keeping the cat. And then he puts his jacket on, getting ready to leave the house. And as he turns around to go out the door, we see that the entire back of his jacket is also shredded. And she, it seemed like she was going to stop him, but then she just lets him walk out.
Yeah, because he was talking bad about the chair and the cat.
Oh, Little Ray, right?
Little Ray.
So that's it. That's the one episode of Sister Sister this week. Obviously, that was our favorite episode. And next week, what do we got coming on the show?
Same deal. One more of these weeks where it's all reruns except for a new episode of Sister Sister. So it'll be Sister Sister Season 1, Episode 5.
Thanks again to Kirill for the theme song this week.
Yeah, thanks, Kirill, again. Thanks.
TGIFcast@gmail.com. If you want to be like Kirill, send in your own version of the theme song. We'll play on the show at TGIFcast on all social media. That's where you can follow us. We'll be back next week with another episode of Sister Sister.
All new Sister Sister. Have a good week, Steve.
You got it, dude.